This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show is your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. So whatever you're dealing with, doesn't matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Remember, if the body can get sick, you can also get well. There's always hope. It comes down to our lifestyle choices that we make every single day. And the good news is, it doesn't matter if you've made really, really bad ones for a long time, because you can make good new ones today. That's what we're here for, to help encourage you and get you to go to the next level with your health and with your life. And don't forget, you can always go to the website. There you'll find all kinds of health information to be able to help you with your health and your life. Our coaches and lifestyle providers are all around the country to be able to help you, kind of take you by the hand if you need that. And of course, everything we talk about here on the show, you can catch it there. Our app, you can check out there as well and listen to the show, of course, at the website as well if you don't get it in your area. Mary in Wichita Falls, Kansas, says in an email, says, I'm really wanting to start a good workout routine. I'm thinking of joining a gym. If you've never worked out regularly before, how many days a week should you go, and what kind of exercises should I do? It's a great question because everybody wants to know, well, where do I begin? Where do I start? What do I do? And there's a lot of, those are great questions, by the way, because, again, if you're wanting to start out on a plan, there at the website, of course, I've got some great materials there to help you. But just the basics are this. You know, first things first, I think your eating patterns are the most important. So getting someone to coach you from a nutritional perspective is always the first thing you want to do. Remember, well, here's my three keys. If you think better, eat better, and move better, you will live better. All right, those are the keys right there. So first you got to think, you know, you want to get well, you want to live better, you want to have a better lifestyle. That's the key first. Then you got to eat better, so that's the second step. Then you got to move better, which is what you're talking about here, getting to the gym. What do you do? How do you get started? I really think that's the third key. But you have to have all of them to really have an overall successful life. So first things first, let's talk about your eating. Eating first, get with a nutritionist or a coach. Three keys. All right, three macronutrients, proteins, fats, carbohydrates. Proteins, about 30% of your diet. Fats, about 30% of your diet. Carbs, about 40% of your diet. That's the split. And what you want to shoot for, that is a real key. Your proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and then your carbohydrates need to be more low glycemic. All right, and that's fruits and vegetables for the most part. Some of your starchy carbs can come from brown rice, sweet potatoes, beans, and peas. Those keys right there. And don't forget your fats, the good fats, all right? A little bit of saturated fat you'll get from meats is a good thing because you need those to actually have the omega-3 fatty acids and then six of the nines, the good ones, the monounsaturateds, to actually be absorbed and be utilized. So that's a good thing. So you've got to have that. So think about that. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all your nuts and seeds. Those are fantastic, and your oils are good. Olive oil is fantastic. Fish oil is great. Coconut oil, I'm a huge fan of. It's a saturated fat, but it also burns like a carbohydrate. It's really weird. It's one of those that's one of those fascinating parts of nature because it's a fat, but you can utilize it like a carb. It's kind of cool. And it increases energy levels, helps support thyroid function. Coconut oil has a host of issues, conditions that can really, really help, and physiological properties that helps with the body as well. So getting your fats in is important. People let their fats go because of the 80s and the 90s, and they thought, well, low-fat diet is good. Not so much. Actually, not so good. You need to get your fats in. So eating is first. Now let's get to the exercise. The key is in a gym, I personally like getting into personalized fitness. So when someone comes to me and they say, what should I do? I like going into individualized fitness centers. There's a great one in Jacksonville, Florida called Pulse Fitness. And for example, owned by an orthopedic surgeon and custom designed, they've got trainers that will take you one-on-one in a non-crowded atmosphere and put you through really great 30-minute style workouts. And just by doing that, first of all, you get one-on-one instruction, so you're not embarrassed. If you're 40 pounds overweight and you don't like working out in front of other people, then you can have a personalized trainer, coach, whatever you want to call them, to take you by the hand and walk you through it. I like short burst intensity workouts. So a lot of those DVDs you see on TV, on the late night infomercials, believe it or not, those are really, really good. And the shorter, the better. We've got a new series coming out on those, and I'll keep you posted on them. But they're very good because research has shown that you get more benefit out of 15 to 20 minutes of high intensity than you do of walking for 45 minutes to an hour. So why not, if you've got a busy lifestyle already, get in there and bust it and really make it happen rather than lollygag around. I'm more into the get it in, get it out quick, make it happen and move on. There's too many things to do in life. Plus, the higher intensity gives you a better metabolic burn throughout the day. So your metabolism cranks up throughout the day and you get so much better efficacy later on of what your body's going to utilize. That's just personally what I think through all the research is good. So if you've never worked out, get a coach, get a trainer, and then start with 3 days a week of exercise as far as weight. Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size, for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. Trump. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at ACS2018.com. Attendance is free. That's ACS2018.com.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. All right, keeping tabs on your blood sugar is kind of a big deal. People with type 2 diabetes have ready access to the best equipment ever made, really, up to date, for blood sugar testing at home. In fact, performing your own blood sugar reading has become almost a cornerstone of diabetes management. Well, blood sugar testing helps you maintain safe blood glucose levels and avoid potential systemic damage that comes from uncontrolled diabetes. The key to making the testing easy is possible that you'll do it and feel like you're in control rather than feeling as though the diabetes is controlling you. So the blood testing is important because you understand a couple reasons. Some people say you do it a little bit too much. And again, whatever your doctor lists for you to do is how often you want to check it. Don't get obsessive about it. I will tell you that that can become a little bit much. But understanding how the different foods affect the blood glucose levels, again, that's very important because the glycemic index is one that you want to check out. Glycemicindex.com will tell you all the different carbohydrates, and they have different ranges between basically 0 and 100. And the higher the foods on the range, the more that it affects your blood sugar. Of course, the lower it is, like fruits and vegetables, they won't affect your blood sugar as much, and those are better for you because they keep the body from having to send out too much insulin. So you can also predict how exercise and stress can affect your blood sugar as well. You can also prevent low blood sugar levels at night and precisely control your blood glucose to prevent diabetes complications. So a lot of the testing burnout, of course, you got to be a little bit careful when people get a little worn out with it. But some strategies for good testing. Number one, set realistic goals. And get with your doctor, or if you have like a nutritionist, coach, someone you can work with, set realistic goals about the numbers that you want to shoot for. Because you don't want to beat yourself up if you constantly have a bad number here or there and really get kind of down and out because of the numbers. Again, it's like almost like a scale with weight. It can really just, you know, kind of get you in a bad place. So set realistic goals, number one. Find reminders for testing. So maybe there, you can get an app on your phone or set little calendar notes inside your phone or sticky notes or whatever works good for you. Identify the barriers, too, to regular testing. So if you find that keeping a set schedule is the best way to do it, then do that. But don't do it too much, that's for sure. Ask for help, too. Get encouragement. Have people around you that can encourage you and kind of walk with you in the process. Maybe even have someone that is dealing with diabetes as well, a partner, if you will, that can kind of walk through that process. And again, when you focus on the main keys of thinking better, eating better, and moving better, you really will live better. And there's so many keys that we have as far as at our disposal, really, to be able to function at our key level. And it starts with the basics, common sense. So the testing is important, but your lifestyle choices, more than anything else, will get you to the place where you can thrive and really begin to make it and really begin to go to that next level, rather than just scraping along and barely making it. We want to see you live better. That's what we do here on the show. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Check us out on the web, of course. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the web. You can always find our team members there and get someone near you in your area that can get you the help that you need. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll talk with Jane next. Hi, Jane.
Hi, I'm Rustin Chisholm, and I was told 5 years ago by my doctor that you can't have laser surgery on astigmatism, And I'm starting to get feedback from others saying that you can have correct astigmatism, but no one can refer me where to go.
Well, the astigmatism, a couple things. First, I mean, your ophthalmologist, I think, is the better place to go. And, you know, you can go to an optometrist and work between the two. That can be helpful. That's typically one of the best areas to focus with as far as a specialist, you know, and who can really jump in and help you. They're probably going to talk to you. There's several strategies for working with astigmatism. And you can. There's a lot of nutritional thoughts, too. Now, it depends on who you talk to. Depends on who the specialist is and what their theories behind it are. But high levels of vitamin A that are not at the toxic levels, and omega-3 fats, zeaxanthin, lutein, a lot of the kind of the multivitamins we say for the eyes can be helpful from a nutritional front. But you've got to get someone that can do some corrective care with that as well. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Let's go to Jake now. Hi, Jake.
I went to a dermatologist a couple months ago and was told I thought I had rosacea perhaps, but redness in cheeks. But she said it was sun damage. So recommended V beam laser treatment, and I actually had a V beam laser treatment, and it's helped a little bit, but they recommend a couple others, two or three, which everything I've read sounds like that's about right. I'm just curious, V beam laser treatment, option for, sun damage. And then also I have on my scalp, some red, bumps. One of them worse than the others, but, been going on for several weeks, maybe months. I did not point that out to the dermatologist yet, but I'm going to, on my next visit, and, just hoping that's not precancerous, wondering what things about, you know, the fact that I have numerous bumps, would cancer tend to present itself that way, or precancer, or would that likely be something else altogether?
Well, it's a tough call. I mean, that again, skin conditions, you really have a dermatologist look at those is your best bet. However, just discussing it, and one thing you got to focus on, too, I can tell you this across the board. Remember, most skin conditions outside of the external cellular damage, like she's talking about or they're talking about with the sun damage, but most conditions with the skin happen from the inside out. And so always make sure that you've got a good internal environment and check for nutritional deficiencies. They can do lab testing. You want to look for omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies, which are a possibility. Zinc deficiencies can be a big one. Vitamin D levels, believe it or not, can play a role in your skin health. So there's a lot of different keys that can really support the body if you're getting the right kind of nutrition. But again, that's a big key. And also, moving forward, obviously, they're going to give you great recommendations to take care of your skin with sunscreen and that sort of thing. But make sure the internal environment is where it needs to be. And again, with the little bumps and that sort of thing, bacteria and the right kind of bacteria like probiotics.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An 8-year-old boy has died who was in government custody after entering the United States from Guatemala. He is the second immigrant child to die in Customs and Border Protection custody this month. Officials say the child was diagnosed with a cold and fever, then was given medicine and released. The boy then died hours later. Rice University political science professor Mark Jones.
We probably need to have much better medical care in these detention facilities, and in many ways treat them in some ways like MASH units, where everyone is evaluated for health issues with emergency cases given top priority.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection promises an independent and thorough review of the circumstances. A 7-year-old Guatemalan girl died earlier this month after being apprehended by border agents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Of course, the number 888-283-7272. Now, it's all about lifestyle. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. It's all about choices that we make every single day. So the good news is that it does come down to our choices. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, actually said that 85% of all the root causes of disease is related to emotional health. Wow. Think about that. So the way we think is powerful. Our environment is powerful. And the toxicity levels that we allow in our life, powerful. So how's your life set up? What kind of people do you let in your life? What kind of people do you hang with? Because that determines many times the kind of health you're going to have. Very, very powerful and very important at the same time. Let's go to Tammy on the phones. Hi, Tammy.
I have insomnia, and I've lost weight from 130 to 118 to 106. What do I need to get rid of my insomnia? What do I need to gain my weight back naturally?
Well, it just depends. The key is with insomnia, I mean, one of the big keys anyway, is you got to figure out what neurotransmitter is being effective. I mean, is it GABA? Is it acetylcholine, dopamine, serotonin? Usually there's a brain chemical that's involved, which is called a neurotransmitter, or the adrenal glands could be in high gear and could be really affected in this sort of thing. Now, the other key that could be possible in this is, and this is a big deal, but one of the keys that has to be looked at, too, is your nutrition and your overall eating habits. And with you losing weight like that, I would go first to your primary care physician, have them run some tests, blood work, the whole nine yards. Find out if there's anything happening with, say, your thyroid. Because a lot of times, if that is not where it needs to be, the numbers are off, that could be causing sudden weight loss. There's a lot of factors that could be clued in of what could be causing it. So just go see your doctor, have them take a look at everything, get a full assessment, lab work, all that kind of jazz, and then you can come up with a good game plan. Then I would recommend for sure getting a good nutritionist, someone that can really partner up with you and lead you down a good path as far as, you know, learning how to eat and what kind of calories your body needs for your metabolism, your overall metabolic rate, all that kind of stuff. So all that's important. It's good to have a game plan, though. Many times people just kind of wing it, and they go off the cuff, and they think that that's going to get them where they need to be. And the body's doing something a little bit different. When the body is acting maybe a little bit weird, out of ordinary from what it normally is doing, then you have to jump in and figure out, okay, what can make it better? What can I do every single day to make it increase and so I can thrive and be better than I was? So that's a big key. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We got Daniel in Jacksonville, Florida, that sent an email in. He says, this might seem like a strange question, but what is a good way to clean out our ears, like with all the earwax? Good question. Not weird. Happens a lot. People get very varying amounts of wax in their ears. And sometimes, I mean, you definitely, most doctors will tell you that they don't like Q-tips. It's never good to stick those things in your ears. It's just not, it's not great. If it really gets bad, go to your primary care. They can do some irrigation in the office. There's some different techniques to doing that. There's some at-home techniques, too. But if it really gets built up to where you can't take care of it from home, it's better to have someone actually help you do that, look in your ear and can actually help. But I really, when it really becomes impacted and you start getting a lot of wax, it's good to go to your doctor and let them do it. I've seen too many people damage their ears by sticking Q-tips in there, not being careful enough, I guess you would say. It's usually not the best way to go. But yeah, go to your physician. Let them kind of help you along those lines. Okay? 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find out great information, see all about our team members, which can help you along the way. Let's go to Thomas now. Hi, Thomas.
I've had two spinal fusions in the 90s for spina bifida, and I got a recurring polyomyelitis cyst. I just need some info on what to do with it and how to deal with it.
The recurring polyomyelitis cyst is a real challenge, and that's one thing that you have to look at. And I'll tell you, the pineal cyst, one key is to go to your physician, have them, I know they've probably done rounds of antibiotics and that sort of thing, but I would still have them look at the bacteria in the gut. Now, they may blend probiotics, which I'm a big fan of, along with antibiotic therapy. And there's also treatment, you know, surgical treatment that can be done. And you know, again, it's one of those things where I like the surgical treatment. If it's recurring, I've seen good results of that. I've got some great friends that are in that field, colorectal surgery, that sort of thing, and they have done some great work. So again, it just depends on what you want to do. And some people just kind of ride it out, and that's okay. But you know, some people want to go to that other side and with the surgical method and some of the treatments in office procedures that can be done. I would look into that because that can be a big, big key with this. Okay, 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And we got ginger is our food of the day. And historically, ginger has been a long tradition. They say of effectively alleviating symptoms, especially with the gastrointestinal tract, GI tract. And the one key about this that I like to see, really, when it comes down to it, is to be a little bit careful. You can overdo it a little bit on ginger. Sometimes, if you've got nausea, ladies that get nausea, it's really effective for pregnancy when you kind of get the morning sickness. But you don't want to do too much of it because it can cause a little bit of gastrointestinal distress. So just be a little bit balanced with that as well. But it's got some also safe and effective relief for the vomiting, which is great too. But again, you know, in the obstetrics and gynecology, they did some studies on it, and it was published, and they did some really good outcomes with. That's why so many OBs are big fans. I like getting their ginger root itself from the grocery store and cutting it in small slices. You can make a great tea out of it just by barely boiling some of the slivers of the root itself. Now, it's got great anti-inflammatory effects too. They're called gingerols, and here is something that's so powerful because again, 75% of arthritis patients and about 100% of patients with muscular discomfort experience great relief of the pain and or swelling just from using ginger. So that was just in a small form. And the arthritis problems with the knees and that sort of thing, osteoarthritis has been known to be helped tremendously. And they did a study between people age 42 and 85 and found tremendous results just by using this. And not only did participants really experience the pain lessen, but the group study, they found that it reduced inflammation by up to 38%, 39%, they said. That's pretty amazing. And it was study was published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. It shed a lot of light on kind of the mechanisms of action, all the fancy words of the pro-inflammatory compounds like the cytokines and the chemokines. Again, way too much to get into right now. However, bottom line is that you care about is it works, and it does. It's got a lot of protection against colorectal cancer, too. This is a big one. Colorectal cancer has really just sprung up in the last decade, starting to see it a lot more, and I think it's because a lot of the processed foods, chemicals in our environment. That's my opinion. But the cancer prevention research did an outlook on it. They had a meeting, basically, in Phoenix, and in the study they did at the University of Minnesota, they did a study where they used the gingerol three times a day and they injected it in human colorectal cancer cells and that sort of thing. The tumors first appeared 15 days after the mice were injected. They did this on mice, by the way. Only four tumors were found in the group of the gingerol-treated mice compared to the 13 in the non-treated. That's a lot. So research associate professor Ann Bode said these results strongly suggest that ginger compounds may be effective as chemoprotective and chemotherapeutic agents for the colorectal carcinomas. And again, powerful. So there's the may word, all right, the may be helpful. So that's good, though, but at least they're doing some incredible research for it, which I think is powerful. It can induce cell death. It's called apoptosis with ovarian cancer cells. University of Michigan, they did a study, and it showed that these gingerols and the phytonutrients in ginger can kill ovarian cancer cells by inducing this apoptosis. And autophagocytosis, which is even more powerful, that's where the good cells come in and they just eat the other cells, and the other cells can just self-digest, and the bad cells can just be virtually eliminated. But there's a Dr. Liu that examined these and said the exposure to ginger extract causes cell death in the ovarian cancer cells that they checked out, which is amazing. Ovarian cancer is often deadly, and the symptoms typically do not appear until late in into the diagnosis. So more than 50,000 women who develop ovarian cancer are diagnosed in advanced stages. So it's not a good thing. So they're saying this can actually be helpful. Ginger can not only be a warming on a cold day, but it can help promote healthy sweating, which is good for colds and flus. And then, again, the dermicidin, which is manufactured in the body's sweat glands, secreted into the sweat, is transported in the skin, where it can provide extra protection as well. So the ginger is so concentrated that by steeping it with some of the teas and all that we talk about is powerful. And, of course, you can use that for arthritis. And they've got it in extracts. You can go to the store if you're not into the whole tea thing. They can get it in liquid. They've got it in granulated capsules, all that kind of stuff. Bottom line is, great research on it. So look up it and check it at your local health food store. Coming up, more questions about your health. And, of course, we're going to get into some more calls. I see you waiting on us, so we'll jump in. And we'll jump into a little bit of social media. When we come back, in the meantime, check out the website. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work. Because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988 at 4imprint. We make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems. Using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Life. Let's kick it off and go with Patty. Hi, Patty.
It's my husband, Jack. He has a lot of terrible stomach pain, and it happens before he eats and after he eats.
Well, if he's got a lot of stomach pain before and after, I mean, one thing that's a major, major key needs to be looked at, and again, his primary care needs to jump in. You need to take him over there. I think it would be a smart move, but again, it could be ulcer-related, it could be gallbladder-related. There's a lot of digestive-related processes that could be happening. Could not be making enough stomach acid, which couldn't break down the food, which has caused a lot of discomfort and bloating. Could be wrong kind of bacteria in the digestive tract. A lot of things could be happening there. So, again, with before and after the meals, getting some lab work and getting some basic testing done is going to be beneficial. Many times the fats in the body has a hard time breaking it down. The older we get, the more we age, the more our body stops producing some of the key enzymes that we need, pancreatic enzymes, for example, and hydrochloric acid, which can help break down the proteins and the fats and that sort of thing. So, again, it matters how well our body can digest, process, and assimilate. And we're only as healthy as that can happen. The other key, too, as we age, stress levels, as they go up, it really can begin to be a challenge to the body overall. So you've got to build a good system to where the body can function and really thrive. It's all about building a good set of momentum around it. So the nutritional aspects of what you choose to do is going to matter. But the doctor will kind of lay out what's going on, and then you can make good quality decisions whether you want to do things from a natural perspective or if medicine is needed, that sort of deal. But always, always got to look at the foods. But if the body's not effectively breaking it down, then that's where the challenge lies, and that's where you have to look, okay? 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check out, of course, don't forget to jump into social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the like, so we can stay connected in every way. Now, mood and metabolism, two things, really, that everybody wants. Mood makes you think good or think well. And, of course, your metabolism makes you look better, right? Because you feel better, you get fit and trim, and everything's working the way it needs to. So metabolism is really the process that your body uses to break down food. Ensuring the metabolism is working most effectively will help you feel your best and be energized to get the most out of life. And, again, there's 6 tips you can always look at to optimize your diet to boost mood and overall metabolism. Number one, my favorite, is to always avoid skipping meals. You have to maintain eating, good eating habits, consistent on a regular basis. The reason is, for example, people skip breakfast, and I don't know why. It's kind of like, that's like the oldest school grandma medicine tip we've ever been given. Never skip breakfast. It's the most important, what? Meal of the day. So the reason is because your body's been fasting for 7 or 8 hours, however long you sleep. And so that creates a blood sugar loss, cortisol level, stress hormone that destroys muscle cells and stores body fat. By the way, that's not a good thing. It is highly elevated. That's what wakes you up in the morning. And so when you eat a meal, it stabilizes cortisol levels, gives the body the nutrition that it needs for the day, feeds the brain, gets your body up, ready to go. And so you don't want to skip meals. That can happen throughout the day. Plus, you put your body into starvation mode. You don't want to do that. If you get in starvation mode, guess what? Body holds on to body fat and will get rid of muscle tissue instead. So if you eat smaller meals, like six smaller meals during the day, that's what I recommend. I'm a big fan of that. Staying hydrated is a key, too. Dehydration can also make you feel sluggish and lethargic. So be sure to drink plenty throughout the day and don't rely on thirst alone to remind you that you have another need another glass of water. So some experts will tell you that the average person needs about 8 glasses of water. I think it's really about your body weight. So your body weight is 200 pounds, go for 100 ounces of water a day. Half your body weight in ounces is my personal rule of thumb. And a lot of the experts say that as well. Think moderation, especially in the low-nutrient foods. So you want to avoid caffeine and, of course, the processed carbs, sugar, alcohol, salt, and other food additives. But again, don't freak out if you eat them. But remember the 90-10 rule. 90% of the time, eat great. 10% do what you want. Don't worry about it. You also want to strive for balance in the foods that you eat. I like proteins, carbs, and fats to be in balance. I don't like the extremes. So 30-30-40 is my favorite. So again, or 33-33-33, but I like 30-30-40. It's a good one. So you get 30 on the protein, 30 on the fats, 40 on the carbs. And again, some people do a little bit better with less carbs and a little bit more fat. That's okay too. But in general, a diet healthy in this will mix your fruits and your vegetables, your good healthy fats, your lean quality proteins, and get someone like a nutritionist to kind of work with you or a lifestyle coach to kind of balance everything out. It's all about getting the metabolism to work good. Now, there's what we call good mood foods, and the research will say that mood and metabolism are kind of, they go hand in hand. I have found, just through all the research that's out there, that really when it comes down to it, our brain chemistry, the way we think, all right, is so directly affected by the foods that we eat. And you want to increase your optimism, the way of feeling good, get your tryptophan levels up, and get your serotonin levels up. Okay, so add bananas, the greener the better, avocados and apricots, walnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and they all can be helpful. So the omega-3 fats that come from fish oil, one of my favorite, they can help reduce anxiety, they say, and depression, a lot of studies say. And you can look for the omega-3 fish, like salmon and mackerel, which are loaded with the omega-3s. And, of course, the walnuts and the pumpkin seeds are loaded as well. And don't forget to keep a food diary. Write it down so you don't forget and keep up with it. The new FitPal that's online is a great way to do that. It's a little app for your phone. Very, very cool. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer and engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you live well, and more importantly, to live better.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.